Proclamation number 3730, dated the March 30th, 1946. Gift of teaching. Teaching ministry. You will be granted the gift of teaching once your mission starts. You will feel imbued by my spirit and consequently also be able to speak with conviction, because I will express myself through you. I will place the words in your mouth and yet your intellect will grasp what you say, what you, impelled by my spirit, are conveying to your fellow human beings, because you receive the meaning of my word from above, from the kingdom of light where the truth originates from. And therefore you will only spread pure truth if you teach in my name. Thoughts will flow to you which your heart and mind will grasp, and it will fill you with inner joy that you are allowed to spread exceedingly valuable spiritual knowledge. And thus, impelled by the love of your heart, you will distribute that which makes you happy yourself. For the teacher has an abundance of knowledge and is therefore called by me for his teaching ministry. Yet you must confront the wrong teachers and prophets in all seriousness and seek to invalidate their doctrine insofar as they do not correspond to the truth. He should not fear that he is not up to the challenge. For once again it is not he himself but my spirit which speaks through him. And my spirit is superior to all human reasoning. It can solve the most difficult problems, expose and refute the greatest error, and no opponent on earth can surpass its wisdom. But the opportunity of its working must be given by your willingness to adopt the teaching ministry even with those people. That is, you must not shirk or allow yourselves to be intimidated if you are confronted by the wisdom of human intellect in order to disarm you or to undermine your teachings. Then you need only enter into heartfelt unity with me and you will be able to defeat even the greatest speakers, because I myself will speak through you and, truly, no one is a match for me. Let your spirit carry you along. It will guide you correctly. It will let you act and speak in the right way. It will put your thoughts in order. For anyone who receives a teaching ministry from me will also receive my help to administer it correctly. For it is my will that the truth shall be spread, that untruth and error shall be denounced, and that people's thoughts shall take the right direction, because only through truth can people become blissfully happy. This is why you, my disciples on earth, shall place yourselves at my disposal as bearers of truth wherever and whenever I need you, and my spirit in you will be informed of this, so that you will be absolved from all responsibility of acting wrongly, for I myself will guide and direct anyone who has offered himself to me, so that he can fulfill my will. Amen.